good to see each one of you tonight. I'm going to talk about something tonight that some of the college students probably heard already. In fact, I know they have. Maybe a little bit different than what I'm going to present to you tonight. But I start off the semester with it. And I'm going to ask the college students if, when we get into it, you'll know, it has anything changed? Have you done better at this? Okay, so just keep that question in your mind. How many of y'all are planning on saying Merry Christmas when you go to the store? Why? Why are you planning on saying Merry Christmas? Is it to prove a point? Is it just to show that you're that bold that you can buck the system? Or is it, are you saying Merry Christmas because it actually comes from your heart? I would hope it would be Merry Christmas because that is the season we're in. This is my favorite time of year. Dale just sang a beautiful song. I love this time of year. And being bold enough to say it, that's what we should be as Christians, is be able to say Merry Christmas. So tonight, think about being bold tonight. If y'all would stand, we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And you know Ephesians chapter 6, it has the armor of God. And in verse 10, it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So I need to be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might and not in my own. And also in verse 13, it says, take the whole armor and stand. To take the whole armor and stand. And he gives us this description of the armor. The armor of God. It says, gird your waist with truth. Breastplate of righteousness. Shod your feet with preparation of the gospel of peace. The shield of faith. The helmet of salvation. And the sword of the Spirit. And then he says this in verse 18. Paul does. He says, praying always with all prayer and supplication of the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And he says this, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Verse 20, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Dad, would you lead us in a word of prayer? Amen. Now, I didn't read all of 10 through 17 because we know that. We know it as the armor of God and we know what it says. But I want to focus in on what Paul said, and for me, in verse 19. That utterance may be given to me that I may open my mouth boldly. I open my mouth a lot. Who laughed? I open my mouth a lot. And usually, I should keep it closed because, well, I'm bold enough to say what I think half the time, and that usually gets me in trouble. But Paul said, and for me, that utterance may be given to me that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. To make known the mystery of the gospel. On a daily basis, my mouth is open. How much of it am I making known the mystery of the gospel when my mouth is open? Am I just saying things like, Merry Christmas? I walked out of Walmart yesterday and I thought to myself, I didn't tell the girl Merry Christmas. And it's after Thanksgiving. And that's bugged me ever since. Because I had that opportunity to say something that I know I should have. And it wasn't because I was wanting to buck the system and be bold about it, but just because that's what I want to do. In verse 20 it says, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it, and we look at that and we think, well, he's in prison, he's in chains. Well, no, in it, I'm an ambassador in chains in that mystery of the gospel, in that gospel that we're supposed to be telling about. It is the gospel. We are talking about the gospel. Every time we go, we're supposed to be telling people about Jesus. It doesn't matter where we are. And that in it, I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. as I must speak. I don't have a choice. Paul says, even though I'm here, even though I'm not with y'all, even though I'm in prison, I must speak about the gospel. I must tell people about the gospel everywhere I go. But I want to look at seven things tonight that keep us from being bold. Or maybe we're bold for the wrong reasons. Okay? So the first one is, boldness is about getting past ourselves. How many of y'all have a problem with that? Getting past yourself. Every one of us wants to be the champion. We want to be the one that's lifted up. We want to be the one that has all the honor. We want to be the one that revels in the joy of being bold in anything we do. But boldness is about getting past ourselves. Not letting people see me. Not letting people see, man, I said Merry Christmas. Okay? You said Merry Christmas. But why did you say Merry Christmas? But boldness is about getting past yourself. And boldness is, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. You see, we want to be the champion, but we need to realize that Jesus is the champion. He is the one that died for us. He is the one that deserves and should get all of the glory. Nothing about us and anything we do, boldness is knowing that it's all about Jesus. And if we know that it's all about Jesus, then He's going to receive all the honor, the glory, and the joy. And it's nothing about us. Boldness is about God. Boldness is asking God to not let you get in the way. To not let me get in the way. My life is complicated. It's horribly complicated, just like yours is. You look back at your life. You look back at your life before you were accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Look back at your life from that point forward. What do you have in your life that could get in the way? That could keep people from seeing Jesus Christ? Yeah, I know that Jesus forgives us of our sins, but sometimes what I did in my 20s, people may not forget. And what I did in my 20s may be bad enough that it outshines Jesus in some people's minds. My life is complicated. My sin runs deep, just like yours does. And I've got to let that go. And I've got to ask God to keep me from outshining Him. We look back at Paul's life. Paul, I mean, he was ready to kill every Christian he could find, right? He was wanting people to forget who Jesus was. He was just a guy. They were going to put him out, kill him. He's dead. Now he's going after Peter. And he's doing everything he can to blot out the name of Jesus and the gospel. Now, if that's what people remembered about Paul, which some of them did, when he was speaking about Jesus Christ, you think that's all they could see? I look back on my life and I try to figure out, what do people see when they see me? Am I the one getting in the way where people can't see Jesus Christ? And I need to ask God. I need to be bold enough to ask Him, Lord, please remove me. Let nobody see me, but they all see You. And boldness is about overcoming. Boldness is about overcoming. See, Paul overcame all the things. And he says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, it says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. He knew that it was all about Christ, and it needed to be about Him. And so he overcame his struggles that he had in his life. Being confident. How many of y'all are confident in the gospel? I'm confident in the truth of the gospel. I'm confident in what it's done for me. And I'm confident in what it can do for other folks. But how many of you are confident in your boldness to speak the gospel? If you had a chance right now to go cold turkey to a door, are you confident? If you had a chance right now to go talk to the person that God's been laying on your heart? Are you confident in that boldness to speak of the gospel? Sometimes we allow fear to get in the way. I've allowed fear to get in my way so much in my life, it's crazy. If you played sports, you get nervous right before a big game. Right, Maddie? You get nervous right before a big game. Yeah. You get the battle shakes. You get those things that you don't know exactly how it's going to happen. Remember what, my junior year, we made it to the state baseball tournament. Whoop-a-doo. But I was so nervous before that first game that I was scared to death. That's probably the only time that I really got sick, had that sick feeling to know that I was going to have to go out and perform a task. And sometimes we let fear, performance of speaking about the gospel, get in the way, and we're not confident. We're insecure. You know, the Bible tells us to study to show ourselves approved. If I study to show myself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, what do I have to be insecure about? I know that Jesus Christ died for me. I know that He lives inside of me, so I should not be insecure. You know, when we go into battle, we like weapons. I like to have something that I know that I can fight with, right? And we look in 1 Samuel chapter 17, and we see where David goes and fights Goliath. In verse 50 it says, "But there was no sword in the hand of David." There was no sword in the hand of David. He didn't go into battle with a lot of things to go with, to fight with, weapons. In fact, he told the king that, "I don't want yours." You know why he didn't go into battle with a lot of weapons to fight with? Because he had the Word of God in his heart. He knew what it was. He knew the God that was living. And he was willing to fight by knowing that he loved him. Being insecure, we think that we're fighting for victory. This is a big statement here. We think that we are fighting for victory. Every time we go out, we're fighting for victory. But I need to tell you this. The victory's been won. We're fighting from that victory. We're not fighting for victory. There's nothing I can do to bring a victory on. We're fighting from the victory that Jesus Christ won on the cross. And so to be insecure about that, I've got to be bold. I've got to be bold and overcome my pride. I've just got to set that aside. I've got to set my pride aside because I can't do it. As a male, Brother Doug made us real good examples this morning. As a male, we like to be it, right? We like to be told. Got up on that lawnmower and mowed that grass this morning. We like to be told we did a good job. Guys, we got to lay aside our pride. We've got to lay aside the things that we think that we can do and be overcomers in our boldness. Boldness is about accepting responsibility. About accepting responsibility. As a believer, as an acceptor, I can believe all day long that Jesus exists. But if I don't accept what He did on the cross, then I don't take ownership of it. And so I don't have a responsibility to that. But Paul says here, we go back and we look in verse 19 and 20. "And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains." Paul has accepted his responsibility. He has boldly accepted his responsibility that in the gospel, that in that time, he must speak. He must speak in a way that people will understand. And that's something we have to do. We have to accept our responsibility to speak about the gospel. You see, as a Christian, you have that responsibility. It's not something that you have a choice of doing or not. As a Christian, somebody who has accepted Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, you have a responsibility to tell people about His love and what He will do for you or them. No choice. On a daily basis, what do I choose? I'm an acceptor. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. Do I tell people about Jesus all the time? No, I go back to that. I open my mouth a lot. And I say a lot of what I want to say. But I forget that I have that responsibility to tell people about Jesus Christ. We've got to understand that we must do that. Boldness is about allowing vision. About allowing vision, not our vision, but God's plan to unfold. You see, we can't change it. We can't make it go the way we want it to. Because God's plan is perfect. And His vision is perfect. We've got to speak in love. We've got to see people that God loves. We can't pick and choose who we give the gospel to. We can't do it. I've told y'all before, I hate Facebook, but I can't get off of it. I can't do it. I'm hooked. I'm attached. And I think right now I'm hooked and attached to more of the volatility that's on Facebook than anything else. To pull something up and to read the comments underneath what some liberal posted or some conservative posted just to see what people have to say. And everything I see is nobody speaking in love. Nobody's seeing people for who they really are. Sinners that need Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We've got to see that vision. From our churches, I think Brother Doug does a great job from our pulpit. But from our pews, from our every walk, daily walk in life, we've got to see people for who Jesus Christ sees them. Ephesians 4:15 says this, "But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into Him who is the head of Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together, but what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body and for the edifying of itself in love." We've got to speak in love so the whole growth can happen. Love can just be shared and spread. We've got to learn how to do that. Boldness is knowing you are not alone. Boldness is knowing you're not alone. Everybody take a look to your left. Everybody take a look to your right. You're not alone, guys. You're not alone. Jesus Christ is with you in every step of the way. In fact, Jesus told Paul in Acts 18:9-10, it says, "Do not be afraid, but speak." I'm going to turn to that real quick so we can read all of it. Acts 18:9-10. It says, "Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by vision. Do not be afraid, but speak. And do not be kept silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city." You're not alone. The Lord is with you. All the other folks that are here, as Christians, are with you. So standing up and speaking boldly for Jesus Christ, there's people not standing behind you, but standing beside you, willing to do the exact same thing. Paul was scared, and the Lord told him, "Don't be afraid, but speak, and do not be kept silent." In fact, Paul finished Ephesians chapter 6 here by telling them he was sending Tychicus to them, somebody that could tell him how he was doing. He finished this by sending them someone that could be a great comfort to them. Somebody who could stand beside them and help them share the gospel. So tonight I want to ask you how bold you are. Has anything changed from the beginning of the semester till now? Or is everything still the same? How bold are you? It's Christmas time. What better chance of telling people about Jesus Christ? Everybody likes a baby, right? Tell people about Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to be bold. I'm going to encourage you to stand. I'm asking for your prayer tonight, just like Paul did. And pray for me that I may stand and boldly proclaim the mystery of the gospel, because I am in chains because of it, and I need to speak it boldly. Pray for me that through my daily walk, through my daily life, that I would be bold to speak about Jesus Christ. Not speak about Kelly. Not to let people see me. But be bold enough that they see Jesus Christ. As Brother Dale comes and we sing in verse 2 of Invitation. If tonight you find yourself and you're not bold. You're not bold enough to stand and say, I love Jesus. Unashamedly, I love Jesus. I don't care who knows. I don't care what the circumstances arise, that once I stand and say I love Jesus, what happens? Just think about that. About being able to stand and say I love Jesus. It's more than Merry Christmas. It's more than bucking the system. It's more than making a stand of just showing that you can do it. But boldly telling people about Jesus with the right heart, with the right attitude. As Christians, we don't have a choice. Jesus deserves it. What He did for us on the cross deserves our love and being able to speak in the way we should. Y'all stand. Father in heaven, we thank You for the day, and we thank You for allowing us to come to You in prayer. And we, Father, I just ask that You would take these words that have failed to just relate exactly what You've laid on my heart, Father. I just ask that You would use them, that You would take our hearts and mold it in a way that we're bold enough to tell You that, Father, I can't do it by myself, and I need to be removed out of this situation. Father, that only You will be seen. Only Your light will shine through. And Father, that we just pray that every one of our lives will just be made this way. That we'd be able to speak boldly Your name and do those things we should. Father, I love You, and I just ask You to forgive me of my sin. In Your name I pray.